Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and my good friend Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about some deer with fangs that he's been hunting and actually harvested a couple of them over in England. Larry, thank you for being with us. And what about these deer with fangs? I bet a lot of people have never even heard of that.
Luke, thank you. We're talking primarily about the Chinese water deer and the muntjac. Now, the Chinese water deer is one of the few deer species that doesn't develop antlers. It develops longer upper canines, if you will, that look like fangs. They'll extend down below the point of the jaw. Those critters weigh about 30 pounds or so. They're originally from China and Korea and were brought into England back in the late 1800s, actually, and have expanded over throughout a lot of the eastern half of the country of England. And they're considered an invasive species there, so they can be hunted in their homeland. They're not very many left, to be honest with you. Same thing kind of with the muntjac. Now, the interesting thing about the muntjac, it's sometimes called the barking deer or the vampire deer, because it has antlers, it has tusks as well too, although not as long as what the muntjac has. The antlers arise from very tall pedicles on top of the buck's head, and one that has a spike with maybe a little bitty brow tine that's 2 to 3 inches long in that category is considered a really good one. Their teeth, like the Chinese water deer, will have up to about 3-inch tusks. The tusk on the muntjac are about an inch and a half, about half that. They too weigh about 30 pounds. Now, the interesting thing about them is that, unlike almost any of the other deer species, they're omnivores. Now, they'll eat vegetation, but they'll also eat earthworms, they'll eat eggs, they'll eat ground-dwelling animals that they can catch, and they too are considered an invasive species in England, and primarily because they are omnivores. They'll eat what vegetation is there, but then they'll also be great predators on some of the ground-dwelling type things. So, had an opportunity to hunt both those species, really, really, truly unique, with Scandinavian pro hunters I've hunted with quite a bit in throughout Europe, but great fun, fabulous food, and very, very interesting deer. Not very large, spot and stalk, lots of walking, and a lot of fun hunting.
I've already visited with Larry about this, and it would be quite an experience. These things are, I mean, for us whitetail hunters, mule deer hunters here in the, you know, in the States, it's a unique thing. I mean, a deer with fangs. I see where they get the name of vampire deer because, I mean, didn't you say those fangs are like 3 inches sometimes? Or
absolutely. The Chinese water deer, again, they live in kind of a flat country. They like the watery area, but they'll have fangs. The males are about 3 inches long, up to about 3 inches long, and they fight with those very, very effectively to determine in the distance. You look for, to try to take a buck, first thing you look for is tattered ears because they've been fighting, and then you start looking to see whether both the teeth are there. But great, great animals. Supposedly really good to eat as well too. We weren't there really long enough for us to have them hang them and have a chance to eat them, but I understand they're supposedly really, really good to eat as well.
I know one thing for sure. If you and I were together and we knocked one down, there'd probably be some hardwood coals going and some grilling taking place. Larry, thanks a lot for sharing this. I know a lot of people, it's news to them. It was to me. I'd heard about them. But, folks, you can go to our website, High Plains Public Radio, HPPR.org, and check out a picture. Larry, thank you so much for being with us, buddy. It's always something new and different that you can talk about and share with people. So really appreciate you being with us.
Always a pleasure.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzle Loaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.